It's Tuesday, the 10th of September, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Today is World Suicide Prevention Day. The triennial theme for 2024 through to 2026 is changing the narrative on suicide with a call to action, start the conversation. Over 700,000 people die by suicide annually worldwide, making it the third leading cause of death among 15 to 29-year-olds globally. Here's Windhoek-based psychologist Dr. Sean Whitaker.
If someone is depressed, they will say to you, I don't feel like myself anymore. I think I've changed. So please understand that that means that someone is depressed. And once again, if it's a severe depression, then of course, suicidal ideation will come into the picture. Depression is about the combining of sadness and anger. And when anger is stronger, people think about suicide. And very often, it's because they are so angry at themselves and they cannot forgive themselves. Namibia has a very high suicide rate, and we need to do everything in our power to bring down the levels.
The Government Institutions Pension Fund will host a regional stakeholder engagement forum in the Otjodonjupa region on the 12th of September to bridge the gap between the fund and its members. The GIPF's General Manager for Marketing and Stakeholder Engagement, Edwin Shiramba, has more.
This engagement aims to bridge the gap between GIPF and its members by discussing fund-related issues that are of mutual concerns and pertain to the matters such as admissions, housing, GIPF rules, benefits and procedures, medical aid after retirement, and issues relating to your taxes.
The European Union has announced two grants worth 628 million rand to support the sustainable development of green hydrogen value chains in South Africa. The grants are in addition to the EU's Just Energy Transition Partnership funding. EU Energy Commissioner Kadri Simon says the funding is part of the EU Global Gateway Strategy.
The European Union grant is close to 100 million rands, and it will contribute to the implementation of the strategy of Transnet to achieve net zero emissions in its main operating areas. Another European Union grant of almost half a billion rand will contribute to the development and construction of primary infrastructure in the South African green hydrogen value chain.
There's an uneasy calm in Liberia after at least 47 inmates escaped from a maximum security prison.
According to prison officials in Liberia, 47 inmates escaped from a prison at the outskirts of the capital Monrovia after a security breach. The government says it has deployed police officers to assist in the search and arrest of the fugitives. There are also concerns about prisons in Liberia being too overcrowded and inmates struggling to access health care and suffering from food shortages. Nabil Ahmed Rufai, Accra, Ghana.
And Germany has announced it will tighten all of its land border crossings for 6 months as part of a crackdown on illegal immigration. Trent Murray has more from Berlin.
All of Germany's 2,300 miles of border will see an increased police presence as part of a border crackdown announced by the government. Key crossings into France, Denmark, the Netherlands, Belgium and Austria will see new patrols doing extra checks on vehicles as part of efforts to limit irregular migration and bolster national security. As part of the EU's so-called Schengen area, Germany would normally allow free movement without checks over its EU borders. Germany's interior minister has said police will turn people back if they don't have the right paperwork, setting the stage for a border battle with some neighbours. Austria has said it won't accept any rejected migrants at its border.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.